Monday, everyone. Yeah, actually, I'm just, it's just me today riding solo. Ray, the co-host, my compadre, the other half. I wouldn't necessarily say he's my best half, but the other half of Bro Rants is out of town this week. So you guys just have me, unfortunately. And yeah, this is kind of weird doing this by myself. It's kind of like a monologue. I'm actually talking into the mic to myself, but I'm hoping that you guys are having a great start to your Monday. Hopefully I can be a part of that. And I hope you had a wonderful weekend. With that said, how's it going? I actually had a wonderful conversation with a buddy of mine over the weekend. His name is Rudy, right? So he's out in England. He's a director friend, and we got into a great conversation about being too loyal to people that aren't loyal to you. That's what the conversation basically broke up into. Talking about how we've been loyal to the cause, especially in entertainment industry, you kind of befriend people and you go out on a limb for other people, and then you realize, but this can relate to anything, any business, any friendship, relative, any type of relationship, either whether it's business or it's friendship, how being loyal to other people can actually ruin your opportunities. I don't know if you guys have ever experienced anything of like that. I'm sure you have. On what level, I don't know, but I know we all probably have ran into that, being screwed for being too loyal. I mean, it's happened to me several times. And I think 2020 was an opening, an eye-opening, or an epiphany for a lot of people as far as when your phone didn't ring because people you normally checked on didn't check on you, and you didn't even hear from people. But it also was a lot of an opportunity for a lot of us to do a lot of spring cleaning, to get rid of the clutter. And what I mean by that, I mean clutter of relationships, even having, if you're a hoarder, cleaning out your garage. And I cannot speak about that because my garage is full of a lot of stuff. It should be a man cave, but right now it's like storage wars. Because I got so much stuff in there. But anyway, it got me to realize, man, my circle is real small. I don't even have a circle. It's so small. So I only let a few people within that little group of mine. And for valid reasons, because I've been bitten too many times as far as trusting people too soon. And I tend to do that because I give you the benefit of the doubt. If I like you, I'm going to go all out for you. And this is whether you're a family, a friend. And I just realized over the last year, I don't know if you guys have either. Like I said, 2020 was an eye-opener. It kind of made me less tolerant of things I used to be tolerant of. I kind of actually got more. I feel like I'm getting to be a bitter old man. A bitter middle-aged man. Let me go back and retract that, because I'm not an old man. But well, my girls would say that. My daughters would actually say that I'm pretty. They would say I'm older. I think I'm cool. Oh man, it's crazy how we actually become those parents as we age. We're like, I would never be like that. When you're growing up, you're looking at your mom and your dad. You're like, I would never be that. I'm always gonna be cool. And then you come to the realization when you're their age as they were raising you, that shit, it happens overnight. And you're like, gosh, okay, I am my parent that I think I was going to be cool. Was this what my mom was going through when she was raising us? She actually thought she was going to be cool forever. Yeah, so that happened. But going back to it, I think we should start being more loyal to our own dreams and our goals, and start putting yourself first. It's selfish, but who do you know has achieved any goal or accomplished anything or even has a sane life putting others first? They don't, because you become bitter And you almost become, you play the victim. You always want to complain about who did you wrong, and you almost become the martyr. Like, and it feels good to be the victim. And I don't want to be the victim card. I want to say I did for this person and that person, and they screwed me over, and you know, wear my scarlet letter or some bullshit. You know, no, I don't want to go through that. So from now on, I'm just putting myself and my family first, you know, more than anyone else. Not doing that anymore. Did that, done that for like umpteen years, no longer doing that. And I suggest if you guys are facing anything like that, that you make some changes as well. I figured also, the reason I jumped on today, I was like, let me see, I didn't want to do a solo show, but I was like, I don't want to leave you guys 2 weeks without a show. And I've told you guys it was going to be consistent, and we were going to drop something every week. We were going to drop something consistently every week. But the Monday show, I mean, if you're not getting the other shows throughout the week, you're going to at least get the Monday show, something you can count on like the 1st and the 15th. So I'm trying to be a man of my word and keep the consistency. With consistency breeds more opportunity and growth, right? So this week we have more interviews coming up. So hope you guys are prepared for that. We're actually going to have Ocean Live back on as well. And we're going to have Sean Ellis from Trial 4. We're going to have him come in and interview him. So you guys will see that the following week. And we're thinking about doing some live shows as well. Hopefully you guys are in for that. I mean, you're going to see us flubber up a little bit and have a little hiccups. But it's just going to be for the live show. When I edit it, it will still look perfect or somewhat close to perfect. But I thought I would just jump in real quick and talk to you guys, give you a little quick 10-minute show, whatnot, and let you know what's going on. So we are trying new things, and we're going to be going back on YouTube so you can see the visual of that. I want to stay consistent with stuff. And for me, it got a little bit out of hand because the workload for me got too much. The editing, the producing, editing for two things. So every time we did a show, I'm editing for two platforms. And it got overwhelming. I figured it out and got everything good. And even though I'm working hard on this end, I figured, you know what? You're still going to have to bust your butt regardless. So rather than not be consistent with the YouTube thing, I figured got to be consistent with that and move on with that as well. Because if I'm not doing both platforms, because I want to do the YouTube platform and keep that going with Bro Rants. Ray likes it as well. And we're just going to slowly continue that. Not maybe every show won't be on YouTube. I'll just be real with that. Just the important ones, the good ones. Monday shows will definitely be on YouTube. And the interviews will definitely be on YouTube because you guys can see other people's mugs besides Ray and my own. And we're also going to have Jeff come in. He's going to come in for a couple of interviews or a couple of shows, guest hosting with us because we love his dynamic. We love the camaraderie we had together, Cousin Jeff. I think I'm labeling that. I think I coined his nickname, Cousin Jeff. I don't know if it's going to fly, though, but he's going to expect to see him more on the show. And with that said, I mean, I don't have really much else to tell you guys than to have a blessed day with everything going on in the States, with all these mass shootings. It seemed like we were much more safer when we were all locked down, right, in quarantine. But, man, it's be safe out there. It's getting pretty hectic, and just driving. I think it was another mass shooting. My wife just told me about when we got alert when we were driving, running some errands. Oh man, I gotta tell you, it's definitely becoming the norm, right? Everywhere you look, it's becoming the norm. But I just wanted to tell you guys, I wanted to jump in, not leave you hanging, because at the end of the day, hopefully you guys are enjoying and are getting accustomed to hearing us every Monday. So I wanted to jump in, say hello, see you soon, and we'll talk to you guys later, man. Have a wonderful rest of the week, and you'll hear from us next Monday with our Thursday and Friday shows as well. So movie review, and we'll have Sean Ellis, like I said, he'll be on. So we'll talk to you guys next week. Have a blessed week. We won't hear from us, but have a great weekend, guys. A great week. Excuse me. Have a great week. And this is Reggie. I'm signing out. Peace.